It's episode 115 of the Auto What podcast. I'm Aman Bashir. With me is Keegan On and Rob Petrell. Keegan's flexing for some reason.
I always do like he's a strong peace sign, but yeah, I realize, like, it's like 115 episodes in, and I realize no one ever sees that.
No. Oh, I see it. It's kind of annoying, I guess.
Yeah, a little.
That's all right. You do you. Our guest today is Scott Sewell. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming on the show, first of all.
Excellent.
Second of all, you see some beer in front of us?
I do.
First, well, I guess try some of the beer. Rob's going to talk about what we're drinking today. Go ahead. We're
drinking a beer from the Whippersnapper Brewing Company. I'm not sure exactly where these guys are from, but
Bell's Corners.
Yeah, oh, so from Ottawa themselves, Ottawa proper, right?
What do you call Bell's Corners proper?
No. Well, would you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Keegan's. Do you even call it a hometown? Home borough?
Yeah, I guess. I grew up in Bell's Corners.
There it is.
Me and producer Zach, we came up. In the BC.
Yeah.
In the BC.
Zero to 100 real quick.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is from Whippersnapper. It's the Carol Ann Irish Blonde Ale. And apparently, at least some portion of the proceeds from this beer go to fighting cancer. Carol Ann, I guess, I want to say that sounds like it might be Carol Ann Meehan, but maybe just someone named Carol Ann. It's named after this woman, and all I see here is hashtag cancer fighter. I've not looked further into it, but okay. I will try to do so while we try this beer. All right. Do you think, Aman?
I like it. It's a light beer, but it's a lot more bitter than I would have expected when I started drinking it. But no, I mean, I could, I would buy this again, but yeah, it's good. Scott, what do you think?
I don't mind the taste. I'm actually more fascinated with the can, to be honest. It has a bit of like a marketing collage on it. So if anyone ever goes out and looks at this, you'll see like keywords in the back of it. Mm. As a marketing student, I don't know. That kind of popped out to me.
Hmm. That's interesting. And it's a bright yellow can at that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll do it. Yeah. All right. Keegan, your thoughts, honestly.
It's very good.
Yeah? Is that your honest assessment?
No, it's okay. I like dark beer. Or like stouts. I don't really like hops, but this one's okay. It has like a weird like citrus taste maybe after or something on the back end.
Yeah,
that's okay. Kind of nice.
Yeah,
but yeah, not for me. For other people, for sure.
Definitely has some hops to it.
That's yeah, what yeah. It's pretty sweet. I kind of like that. It mentions honey here. I appreciate that.
Okay.
It turns out I don't think it's the same Carol Ann, the broadcaster, but it's a nickname that
her grandpa used to give her.
The brewer's mother. And so they do a cancer fundraiser every year on her birthday, which is March 1st. And so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Something to think about as spring comes.
There it is. A little ways away from spring.
As spring comes around, as it inevitably does, no matter what time of year you're talking about.
Yeah, as summer is coming as well.
And spring. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. Spring is coming. That's what they always say.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the saying.
That's the quote, right?
made famous by Game of Thrones. Spring is coming.
Greg R.R. Martha.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the evil twin. All right. So we're drinking that, or three of the four of us will be finishing that.
Yep.
Maybe Keegan will
see. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah? Okay, good stuff.
I like the story. Now the story made me feel bad. Now I love it. Yeah.
My favorite beer now. Attaboy. Good for you. So, Scott, tell us a bit about yourself. What's your backstory?
My backstory? Well, born, raised in Ottawa. Used to do a lot of traveling. Wish I could still be doing a lot of traveling, but we'll see how that goes, especially during this season.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I went to school around West Carleton, Dunrobin, all that area when I was younger, and then moved to Morgan's Grant. Didn't really know what I wanted to do at the time. I was more of like an artsy kid, I guess, like in drama class with some of my good friends from West Carleton. Learned how to play music pretty early on, just taught myself how to do that. But yeah, for school, I went to audio recording first before I even knew anything I wanted to do.
Okay.
Yeah, so like that doesn't pay the bills.
Nope.
So if you guys are looking...
Didn't look into that first.
No. Don't, like, you can do it, but it won't pay the bills.
Sure.
That's not a thing. But so after I moved out, I decided to go take marketing at Algonquin, which was a really good opportunity. You kind of learn a little bit about everything through administration, I guess. It was actually at business administration, eventually marketing. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry, where did you, what was the first one? Music?
Yeah, yeah. It was a school called the Audio Recording Academy. It's off of Carling and Kirkwood exit. They are actually one of the largest acoustic studios in Ottawa. So I'll plug them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, no, that was a pretty good opportunity. I basically spent 5 days of the week in a studio.
Yeah,
just recording.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
How do they get, like, do musicians come in? Do other students play music? Like, is it kind of variety or is it mostly just, okay.
Most of the time.
Yes, the answer.
Yeah, no. There were some students who actually weren't musicians.
Yeah.
So to answer your point on the opposite side, essentially, but most of the time that kind of program does attract people who do sing or play themselves, or at least know people that do.
Okay.
But there are some of their things that you will see when you walk in is that they have this huge picture above their main studio with Snoop Dogg and two of the engineers that work there, or at least have worked there. So that's kind of like their claim to fame. They've had some names there. Like, I think Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive recorded there. Yeah, Avril Lavigne back when she was current.
Yeah.
99. Okay. That's awesome. So they probably had a couple of different fields that you could sort of.
Well, and this, it was technically classified as a career college. So it was just one thing that they taught, and that was audio recording. So you were in the booth, you learned how to do everything behind the board. But when it came to business and the arts and music business, not so much.
That would be a separate thing.
Yeah, that's probably what Algonquin would offer more over than Terra, but they have potential to go that way, I would say.
Makes sense. So just because that it's a really broad term, audio recording. Yeah. What types of things did you focus on, or what were the greater focuses within the program?
Well, it's interesting. My focus in school was actually just bands. Like, I like to be able to record everyone playing at the same time, and then you build skeleton tracks. You make sure the drums are usually done first, and then you build off that. But you generally, it's the most exciting having the full band play at the same time. So just for that experience, it was pretty cool.
Sure.
But the other side of things was kind of like the folio work, where you have to design your own sounds and try to get as close as to the effect, like a car driving off, for example.
Right.
And then replicate that into like a movie or into a commercial. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But doesn't pay the bills as much as you'd like. There's not too many opportunities in Ottawa, but it is one heck of an experience to learn how to do that. It's really, really cool.
I get that. Yeah. And do you, although you moved on to marketing, do you get to use that in your day-to-day? Do you still play music? Do you record? Do you do anything in that sense?
Oh, day-to-day, of course. I always play. I see ways that I can incorporate in what I'm going to be doing in the future as far as recording music for commercials or anything like that with my own business.
Sure.
But there's not too much at this point I can really translate as far as day-to-day stuff from that.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Very cool. And then, so that covers that side, and then you went into marketing. So when you went into marketing, what was your goal? What were you thinking, and then why the Gonk?
Yeah, well, the Gonk, when they accepted me.
Okay, that helps.
So I'll put that out there. Sure. I'll put that out there. That's always a good one.
Yeah.
It's great to feel accepted, kids. But no, it was just like with marketing, you kind of think of it as more the creative side of business. Both my parents are entrepreneurs and they've started their own companies. So I've kind of been around the back end of business for quite a while, but I always wanted to be the person who designed that poster that popped out or something that caught your eye, like, or an idea and a way to sell something that no one had ever thought before. Yeah. So that's what I really liked about marketing, is that I thought it would keep me in the loop as far as being with other creative minds.
Yep.
But generally, in the program, it was just kids who didn't really know what they wanted to do yet. So there was a few people who were very, very passionate about it, but at the same time, you had your how do you say, just getting by, you know, doing your time and then branching off into university for something else. So that's what drove me to marketing.
Okay. And then are you finished the program? Are you still in it?
No, I finished last April. It's going back now.
Interesting.
So over a year or so.
Okay. Yeah. So now that you've finished it, you know, where are you taking it? Are you focusing it toward your business, which we'll get to, or are you looking at something else?
No, I've incorporated 100% into what I'm doing with what I've learned from marketing. Well, especially within that course, it really taught you a lot about how to run your own business. Maybe not so much on financing and HR side of things, but as so much as if you have a product, do people like it?
Yeah.
How much do you actually need to sell, and at what price to maintain enough revenue to survive? So that's kind of probably the nitty gritty of it. But the more fun thing is what I sell is delicious, right? So yeah, it's kind of easy to know if people like it or not.
Absolutely. And that's the perfect transition. What do you sell? What is your business?
I sell ice cream.
Which is delicious.
It is. And it's actually a family recipe. So I'm not going to knock it. It's a delicious dessert. And I have to give kudos to my grandfather who allows me to sell it. He's always, at every Thanksgiving, he's like, where's my commission?
Yep.
And it's going to get more and more serious.
Of course. It started way back in the day. He, for Thanksgiving, made these two desserts. One was pistachio flavored, one was mango flavored. And this was actually before it was ice cream. It's the same recipe, but they don't churn it. So you just freeze it solid. So it's essentially a frozen dessert.
Oh, that makes sense.
Delicious stuff.
So what got you, I mean, obviously you tried it, you loved it, grew up with it.
My eyes just went poop.
Yep. So at what point did it click? Hey, I'm going to do this. This is going to be my business.
Not going to lie. Almost immediately at the time.
How old were you at the time?
I was like 17.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. I was working at Metro. And so I was just thinking, well, I'm already in the food business. Let's see if people at the grocery store like it. And being naive, I thought Metro would be like, yeah, we're going to sell your ice cream. Yeah. We're going to do it for you.
We're going to give you a shot.
This is your big break.
Yeah.
No, but it went from getting the recipe, making it, and then seeing what people thought where I worked. And it worked out well. But I sold it at cost. I wasn't really business savvy.
No. Hence going into marketing.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that's what, you know, education helps, guys.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah. Scott, could you tell us a bit about the process of making ice cream? I've never thought about it before, but I guess you do have to be able to make... I never thought about creating ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in mass.
Well, back in the old days, I think the way it used to work is you have two barrels and then on one, actually, you know, don't quote me on this, but there'd be ice. I'm bringing this up right now and it's just like, I really should have done my research. No, but like there was, I'm just kidding. But there was ice on the outside and they would actually churn with a blade so that it would always freeze the outer edge. And then as you were moving it, it would cut that frozen layer, push it in the center, and then keep on freezing the outer layers. Nowadays, there's a couple of different ways that you can do it with the same physics, but just different machines. You can spend like, I think anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 on an actual ice cream machine that consistently is frozen. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. But you're going to have to keep on getting ice and freezing the outside of the barrel consistently.
Okay.
So not as convenient, but that's the process. Other than like the base ingredients...
Okay.
That you mix, which is usually anywhere between like milk, cream, different kind of combinations. I won't get too much into it or else my grandfather will sue me. But it's definitely fun, actually. It's a fun process. I won't lie.
So what way do you make ice cream? In the old school way or do you use one of the new school techniques? Is that a secret?
It's in between.
Oh, interesting. Oh, okay.
Also a family secret.
It's a Scott Sewell secret.
Okay. not even family, just Scott Sewell.
That's right.
Good for you. And so at what point did it become a business? How long has that business been running?
Officially, the 4th of October, I got my business license, and it's basically been going well since then.
Okay.
Just kind of building my own website as I go. Because the thing that I've learned is that don't pay someone to do something for you that you can do yourself. Because not only are you spending money out of your own pocket that you could invest into your business, you're also losing an opportunity to gain a new skill.
Sure.
So I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, hey, I want to help you with this website. I'm like, I would love to help, but I can't afford you to pay anything. So I'm not going to insult you. I'm going to do it on my own. And if you want to help, definitely be part of the team. Yeah. But yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the company?
Love Always.
Love Always. Why Love Always?
Yeah, well, it's actually, it took a while to get there.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. But there's a couple of stories behind Love Always. But essentially, the idea behind Love Always is to be a instant feeling. So like you just know what it means when you hear it. Like it's almost like an embrace. Like you don't have to feel like this is a negative company for any reason. When I was knocking doors, the reason why that sounds funny is because I'll explain this. When I was knocking doors, I would knock on someone's door and they would just instantly think that I was a vacuum salesman or something like that going after their money just because it's always 100% commission.
Right.
Which was not my intention at all. It was life experience. But I did that about 3 years ago during the summer in Fort Mac.
Okay.
Actually, a couple years before the fire happened.
Yeah,
right.
Which actually ties into this, but so I was done. I was knocking doors for 2 months straight, and I was ready to leave. But I was sitting on a bench within Fort McMurray, just looking at the lake, kind of relaxing. And there was a gentleman who came up to me, and he was actually a quadriplegic. He was in a wheelchair, and we just started talking. Because obviously was having a really rough day. And I was just like, let's just talk to somebody around me. Why not? Just spark up a conversation. Something that I picked up from my stepfather. He's like the most talkative person you'll ever see.
Sure.
But yeah, we talked about TV shows, video games, just, you know, guy stuff, anything. And probably lasted between like half an hour and 40 minutes. And just before, you know, I had to go because I was on break and I had to get back to work or else I'll lose my job.
Yep.
Sure. It happens. But so, no, as I was leaving, I actually noticed something. I noticed a bit of a tear on his underneath his eye. And I was actually kind of heartbroken by that because I think I understood where this was about to go. And this is someone who is, if you know Fort McMurray, it's a very industrial area. Yeah. Like people are on the mines, or no, it's not mines, soil. Sorry, within the oil rigs, or they're out there doing other things. But it's not very a social community, from what I saw anyway. So this is somebody that probably felt extremely isolated, okay. And I know how that feels. Growing up, being bullied a lot, and being picked on and made fun of, basically all the way up until my parents split up. And then I went to another school.
Sure.
So talk about a highlight,
yeah,
if you will. But no, I talked to him about that, and it was really heartwarming to see where he opened up, and we were to talk about that.
Yep.
And I made a gesture, and I said, "It's very nice meeting you. I really hope it goes well from here for you."
Sure.
But when I was walking away from him, something touched me, and I can't explain the feeling in words as much as I would like to, but I just knew that I want others to feel that same way. And I want to inspire others to go and talk to people and just break down barriers and really communicate with compassion and understanding. Because if you can't do that, and we're all going to be feeling isolated eventually.
Yeah.
And it's not fair. So that's what I really wanted to do with Love Always. That's why I wanted to call it that, because it's immediately warm.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah. So
interesting. And with that, you know, Love Always isn't your regular ice cream company either, mm-hmm. because a portion of your proceeds and also part of your marketing is tied to mental health initiatives and organizations. Is that correct?
That's true. That's very true. And this is why I say there's multiple things that kind of led me to this. There's a big movement in Florida called To Write Love on Our Arms. It's a non-for-profit. They've really inspired me, actually. I didn't know too much about them until I watched their movie, which is it focuses on the story of a young girl who was addicted to drinking alcohol and using cocaine, and she had suffered from depression, suicidal attempts. And basically, it opened my eyes to such a beautiful movement that I had to do something. I was either going to call them or email them and say, I want to spread what you guys are doing in Ottawa, or, you know, do this and then eventually do that.
Yep.
So that's the idea behind that. But this movie goes and shows that even if you find sobriety and you kind of make yourself a balance, it's not done. Your journey is always tough, especially with the stigma on mental health that people don't necessarily recognize it as a true sickness.
Yeah.
You're not cured instantly. It's a journey for sure. And so with the money that I'm going to be donating, it goes towards those kind of crisis zones or those beds and those hours that the doctors put in for victims who don't have the same support systems as I've been lucky to have through with my parents, yeah. which is really where I want that money to go to.
I get that. So, do you have names of organizations in mind or,
Yeah, there was the one that I'm looking at right now is, with the Royal, they have their own, have their crisis unit there. I really wanted to, I was originally thinking of donating to the Ontario, Mental Health Association, but then I thought more so it's nice to know that you're helping people that you're in your own,
community.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So essentially, if I was to ever create other Love Always branches in other cities, it would be the same idea. Like you could have that, the proceeds from that company going toward that city or that community.
Sure.
But yeah, might as well start in your home nest, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah,
no, love to see Ottawa flourish.
Sure, absolutely. So in terms, so you've been up and at it for 2 months now.
2 months officially. I've been kind of thinking about it for the last 8 months.
Right. But selling for two months, is that correct?
Yeah.
How's business been since it started? Understanding.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you, honestly, it's a tough battle between selling and building. It really is.
Okay.
To go out there and just focus on selling ice cream and talking about what you want to do versus creating the website, looking for better costs, working on your packaging, especially with food of all things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you have to. I actually just did a little bit of research on nutritional facts.
Right.
And now I know that I don't have to spend thousands of dollars to get that done. I can just get it done on my own. But I'm a one man army.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know my dad, who's my quote unquote VP of sales. Thanks, Dad.
Right.
But it's getting there slowly but surely.
Okay.
And where do you sell ice cream? Like it must be hard making inroads in you know grocery chains, and so you have to find other places to sell, I assume.
Yep. Pardon me. There's a couple companies that we're looking into right now. We're at the basis of communication, just conversations. Yeah. There's a friend of the family who owns a wine garden in Kanata that we're in conversation with. But it's essentially what you're looking for. You're looking for independent places that not only see the same thing that you see and what you want to do with that company and that business, but also have a passion about the product. Mm-hmm. Like there's a little secret that I have. I won't get too into it, but I've purchased flavoring from a company that they just sell their products. Mm-hmm. They have no idea that I've done this, and that eventually I'm going to approach them and be like, I've created your own flavor of ice cream. What do you think?
Right. Yeah.
And if they actually like it, well, that's a huge, thumbs up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah. In theory. Yeah, exactly. That's great. I love that.
It's a sales technique. If you like the way it tastes, you got to say yes.
Well, that makes sense. With that, let's jump to a segment. Keegan, what's Classic Ottawa? We'll give Scott a break here.
Awesome. Sure. Classic Ottawa is our news segment. We tell people what is going on in the city and we have some things, not actually a lot to talk about this week.
That's average.
It's kind of a slow week. But with that being said, here's the news.
Good. Nice going.
I'm working on my introduction.
We need to get you some marketing classes.
Yeah, today.
I can get you a referral if you like.
A student party in Sandy Hill this past weekend has led to assault, drug, and firearm charges. Police refused to comment on the nature of the event, but I think it's safe to assume that it was in no way affiliated with the U Ottawa Mathletes team. The government of Canada has reportedly purchased a weather forecasting supercomputer for $430 million. The expensive device is apparently capable of generating 236 synonyms for the word cold.
Wow. That's useful.
That's powerful.
A 29-year-old Ottawa man has been charged after allegedly exposing himself in an Orleans park this summer. The man's ex-girlfriend is prepared to testify for the defense, saying, "Is it really exposing yourself if there's not that much to show?"
Oh, my. It was cold.
Yeah.
Yes, a theme this week.
Yeah.
And finally, an inmate from Hull's detention center escaped this week while receiving medical attention at a hospital. Guards admit they should have watched him more carefully, especially considering that he was being treated for barbed wire wounds. That is the news this week.
Thanks,
in
Steve.
Ottawa.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
You like that? Yeah, that was good. At the end?
Yeah. It's right. All right. We're fine. Workshop it. It was okay.
Yeah.
So speaking of Ottawa, you've been in the city your whole life, aside from traveling and your stint in Fort Mac. Talk about your experience growing up in the city and sort of how you might see it differently now, because I think I saw that in your forum that you do see it a bit differently now. So walk us through it.
Yeah, no, the 613rd. It's been a journey. I'm in the west end of Ottawa most of the time when I was younger. So Ottawa City really wasn't a place that I knew much about.
Right.
The city to me was like Kanata Centrum.
Right.
But the older I got, you'd go downtown and you'd go to Canada Day and you'd realize, oh wow, we're at the capital of a country. That's pretty amazing. But you learn. I think the beautiful thing about a city is that you don't know it completely. Like you're always learning things about your city. It keeps it interesting,
right?
Because everything is always changing, and that's the beautiful thing about Ottawa. I think they're really starting to get an interest in the arts and in changing and being more vocal about it. something that I've noticed with Pokemon Go, for example, like that was insane. Like you just saw so much community. I wasn't a huge player myself, but like I was on a bus and there was somebody beside me and they were like, hey, what Pokemon you caught? Like, I caught a Gander. And they're like, oh, I haven't had that yet.
Awesome.
But, you know what I mean? Like that's the beautiful thing about it. And I'm not sure how the phenomena was in Toronto or any other cities, but my experience in Ottawa is that it doesn't take much for people to come together.
Yeah.
And you have these, and especially with the ice cream business, this is why I was saying I see it a little bit differently, is that I've recently went, like during the summer, went to one of these volleyball events, I believe. I can't remember what it was called.
Like
but
Hope?
One of those? Yeah, Hope, that was exactly it. Hope Very Volleyball. Cool. And yeah. I love what they were doing at that. It was a lot of fun. But I saw a lot of little pop-ups like poutine. What else? There were like juice one. Healthy smoothies. Yeah. And it kind of made me think, now I can, if I can get my luck together, if you will, and get a ice cream truck, I can go to all these different events and kind of support what my idea and meet new people and see what they think of it. So I think what Ottawa has to offer is an infinite. There's so much that the city can do.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because so Rob and I don't come from Ottawa. We came here for school.
Yeah.
But I would argue, and it seems as we meet more and more people through the podcast and otherwise, that moving here, you tend to have a greater appreciation for the city in the sense that it's something new. You know,
yeah.
I think a lot of people tend to take advantage of their, you know, their hometown is their hometown, but it was insane that, you know, the number of people that Rob and I went to school with, you know, we're the ones who jumped on the canal. We're the ones who did the tours of Parliament. We're the ones who did all this stuff. And then when I talked to people who were born and raised in Ottawa, who hadn't seen the, you know, the Parliament buildings, like inside.
Or hadn't been on the canal since they were kids.
And that's the thing, right? Yeah. It's very different going as a kid versus an adult. So it's interesting that you're, you know, I guess maybe the longer you stay, the more you're inclined to check out the rest of it. Because like you said, you know, when you move out, you see another side of the city type of thing. And you got a chance to come downtown for certain things, whereas you might not have as kids. But I find that fascinating.
It's actually interesting that you say that at this age that you went and done those things. I hadn't even thought of that. When I was younger, I had done those tours. I had gone through the Parliament buildings, I've gone on the canal. But I think that's not an issue of us, it's more of the system, if you will.
System.
I'm going to break some barriers here. Let's do it. No, but, you got your parents and you got your teachers, essentially, that are thinking of ways to kind of get you incorporated in the city.
Yes.
And then, of course, when you're younger, that's a great thing to do. You kind of get a lot of love for your city. But as you grow older, you're like, oh, I've already done it.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Like, and like 10 years passes and then you forget you did it.
Right.
And then you don't even know how the opportunity is anymore. So it's almost like, it's the same reason why many parents don't take their kids on vacation until they're a bit older, because you can't really appreciate it.
Yeah, I get that.
You're exactly right. But I'm really scavenging for some thoughts of when I went through the problem biddings, because I can only imagine what it would be like to do it again today and relearn everything.
Well, post grade 10 history class,
exactly.
You know, like it's different.
I'm illiterate now. Let's do it again.
Good for you. Yeah. You can read the little plaques.
Exactly.
You can count the little flags on the Peace Tower.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what do you find yourself doing in the city? What are some of your hobbies right now?
More recently, I've been driving through the city a lot.
Just driving.
Just driving.
Right.
I was living temporarily over in Val d'Amont, just every now and then.
It's a bit out there.
But yeah, it's driving.
Sure.
But now that I have a little bit more time on my hands, I see myself, what I've been doing recently. It's been busy. Honestly, it's been busy building the business. But during the summer, I really want to get out there.
Yep.
Like the winter's a little bit tougher for me. But I don't think people are really lining up for ice cream on the cold roads.
No, not the same.
But to enjoy the city during the winter, what are your suggestions?
Ooh. Well, I mean, my default is, you know, the hockey rinks, the canal.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm personally not great at skating, so I legit enrolled in skating lessons.
Excellent.
That's a real thing. City of Ottawa offers some of those. And if you're good at skating, even I was talking to some people about the prospect of going to a hockey development camp.
Yeah.
Things that again, the city offers in arenas all over, right? And they offer that in the summer as well at the select arenas, but that's everywhere in the winter, which is kind of cool. This past weekend, I went curling,
very cool.
Which is a very random thing, but it's fun. I go like once a year, so it's always a good time.
Yeah. You never get good enough to really advance, but you get to keep.
That's the beauty of it, is yeah, that you, know, you is. Do look over at the next sheet and there's somebody acting like they're in the briar and you know yelling hurry hard and we're doing that as a joke.
You have to. It's indestinguishable whether it's a joke or not.
It's true, man. You fit right in.
You can't take yourself too seriously.
No, that's the thing. But and again, like curling is a relatively cheap thing to do at the RA Center. I think the Nepean, what's it called? Sportsplex?
Is that
what
it's called? Well, the Ottawa Curling Club is like two blocks from here.
That's right. Yeah. It's right downtown as well. So yeah, there's a few things. So that's fun. I don't know. What about you guys? Any suggestions? Winter activities?
Like indoor stuff, like escape rooms are fun. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Like one of those.
Say that again.
There's two different
escape
things.
Rooms? Escape? Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I've been here.
I've been wanting to do one of those. Has anyone done that?
Yeah.
We do a bunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to do an exclusive one coming up maybe pretty soon.
Yeah, we had somebody reach out to the podcast to see if we could check it out, maybe do a guest spot.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, we'll see. But it's good.
Those are really sweet. Rob and I play volleyball sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Indoor sports league.
Keegan likes the indoors. He doesn't like the outdoors so much. I'm getting the sense.
That much is clear.
Like being cold. That's that's it.
But for skiers, snowboarders, is Camp Fortune.
Yes.
Yeah. Last, I think it was last year, right? We went tobogganing.
Oh, yeah, we went tobogganing.
Out in Greens Creek, in the kind of the edge of the Greenbelt. And that was, I haven't gone in probably 10 years, maybe more. It was really fun.
It's a good workout.
Yeah.
You forget how...
Like climb a hill hundreds of times, it felt like.
I can imagine. There you go. Yeah. A few ideas for it.
I like it. I definitely like the escape room idea. I've been waiting to do that.
Honestly, it's worth it. I would say my number one recommendation is going to Escape Manor. That just... It feels like they have a really smooth system. Mm-hmm. And they have two locations. So anyway, there's a plug.
Perfect.
Keegan... Do you have a game?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I made a game.
This came out of nowhere, but I'm excited.
Well, it's not anything fancy. It's
it never is, but
I thought we would just do some ice cream trivia.
Ice cream trivia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, awesome. I like it.
So same format, guest versus Ottawa?
Yeah. Team guest, team Ottawa. We'll see who comes out on top. Just some really basic questions about ice cream.
Well, some of them are probably gonna be basic, some might be more advanced.
Yeah, for the record, I get the feeling Team Ottawa has never won.
Yeah, they always lose.
Yeah,
I'm not actually looking up things on Google.
Okay, Scott, so as team guest, you get to choose. Would you like to go first or second?
You know what, let's live it a little spicy today. I'm gonna go first.
All right. Your first question: Neapolitan ice cream is chocolate, vanilla, and what other flavor?
Well, let me tell you, strawberry.
Strawberry, that's correct. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very nice. 1-0 for team guest.
Can't wait for this.
This is the closest it's ever been.
Yep.
Team Ottawa. What ice cream is made of slick stuff and also works wonders on your eyes? Some ingredients include geranium, rose, and eucalyptus oils.
And this is an ice cream?
Yeah, it's a type of ice cream.
Of this one. Eyes cream?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah?
Oh, you were the worst.
All right, need an answer, guys.
What do you think?
I'm just thinking, I pick a generic eye cream. I have no idea.
What is eye cream? I know like eye drops.
No, there's cream.
Okay, well,
I'm going to go with Nivea eye cream.
I'm sorry, it's Uma eye oil.
How'd you get that?
That was pretty close.
Yes, come on, Scott.
That's pretty basic.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Basic stuff.
Okay,
team guest, your question, going with the theme, of course. What is the most popular ice cream flavor in the world?
Oof, I have bias in that one, though. Mm-hmm. I would say cookie dough for myself, but with the world, I'm going to probably say the Rocky Road or cookies and cream.
Rocky Road, cookies, cream. I'm sorry, the answer is vanilla, surprisingly.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, the world is boring.
I'm not sure how they
decide really boring. Popular.
So they went to every single person in the world.
So, yeah. Here's the thing. They grab the vanilla and then you can put whatever toppings on top.
Very true.
There's no telling what else you're doing with the vanilla.
That's sneaky. Yeah.
So anyway, you go ahead.
All right, Team Ottawa, you can tie it up here.
Yep.
By answering this simple question, what ice cream features double rotating pearls?
Is that sounds like it might be a Visine thing. I remember seeing on packaging different eye cream.
We're going with Visine.
All right.
I'm sorry, that was Dior Prestige, the eye concentrate.
Ah, yes, of course.
That was a toughie, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been picturing a cream that you put in your eye. I'm realizing these are cream that go under that or like around your eye.
Oh yeah, okay. That'll help you from now on.
Yeah.
All right, team guest, your last question here. Your question is, name five brands of ice cream.
Brands.
Oh my, this is
even the ones you might not like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a little consumer fact. Oh. Let me break it down here. If you ever see modified milk ingredients on your ice cream, not okay.
Steer clear.
Steer clear.
Okay.
It's actually funny. One of the original ingredients that you would use in ice cream is eggs, like the yolk from an egg. And the reason why the companies don't do that anymore is that there was, you can get salmonella with it.
Right. Yeah.
But if you heat that egg up to a certain degree, it kills the potential chance of salmonella bacteria. So really what they're doing is they're cutting costs by using the same protein, but it's all food science at that point. Mm. But so to stick to the originals. Actually, I get my eggs from organic, a true free range supplier from regularly. Great. So the little tidbit, that's what made me think about that.
So these are going to, your answers are going to be like modified ice milk products and not actual ice cream. Probably.
Exactly. Oh, this is why we had the preface.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
I'm just going to name five, but I don't recommend them.
Okay.
The first one I wouldn't recommend is Breyers.
Scotty hates Breyers.
The two that I personally, oh my goodness, let me tell you. Now the other two that I think I'm in the same category with is quality would be like Haagen-Dazs and Ben & Jerry's. Mm-hmm. I don't really know who Ben & Jerry are, but I'm pretty sure that
it's not like quality gents.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they know who I am. Oh. But I'm not really. But and what else do we got? We got the it's been a while. It's Dairy Queen.
Yes,
Dairy Queen. Oh, that's pretty good.
You'll count it? Okay. Yeah, yep.
That's my favorite ice cream brand.
And Irresistibles from Metro, actually. I've had some of their ice cream chocolate dip bars.
Very nice.
When I was, eating the milk modified one.
Oh.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
He says with some regret.
Okay. Right, that is five. Team Ottawa, just to be fair.
We just have to name five other ones. Is that? Yes, I can't.
You can name five ice cream brands that I have not said so far.
That actually seems relatively reasonable.
Yeah. So Nivea definitely has an idea.
Yeah, you already said.
Oh, that even we haven't.
Yeah, that no one has said. So
ever. Okay, so like
Dove
has one.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Arden has one.
Yep,
that's a person.
Nope.
I mean, it is probably
it's both. What else we got here? We got some. I think Neutrogena has.
Yeah. Oh, they definitely do.
Yeah.
Did you say Oil of Olay?
Okay. Did you?
Yeah, I said Olay.
Yeah, I think he did.
I was encouraging you.
Mm. Yeah.
And saying a brand.
Olay. Yeah, great. Okay, there's three.
Pantene do eye cream?
No, they do not.
No?
It's the opposite of eye cream.
I don't think it's the
opposite. Don't put it in your eye cream.
Clean and Clear.
Ooh,
has one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And
what about No Name?
That is
gonna get
wrong
that.
Answer.
Point.
You ran out of time. Sorry, guys. Team guest, winners again. Unanimous decision. Good
thank
job.
You. Thank you very That's much. True. I was going to try to throw you guys an answer.
What
you
was
you
that
can
one?
Actually use milk modified ingredients as ice cream.
Interesting. Use Breyers ice cream.
Yeah.
as eye cream.
Yes, sir.
That works.
You'll definitely get a puff for sure.
The complete wrong kind of puff, but that's all right. that's great.
Trivia.
That actually was a good bit.
That was fine.
That was that was good.
I thought one of the questions is going to be about someone's like ice cream. but no, you stuck to the ice cream.
Whose cream is this? you know what? We're running up on time. Well, that's great. We did. Mm. We did all right. That flew by.
Excellent. Well,
so Scotty, this is your chance to plug anything you want to plug. Mm-hmm. Websites, social media, companies, anything.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. At this point in time, I'm still building the website, but it will be under the URL love-always.co. And that should be launched January 1st if I have some extra time this weekend.
There it is.
Let me tell you.
Nice.
But so yeah, just keep your eyes peeled, Love Always. I'm making a couple shirts. I have several different flavors, morning coffee, mint chocolate, white chocolate cookie dough, which is one of the most common ones, pistachio, which you don't see too much of.
Mm.
And during the summer, mango. So they're $6.50. 50 cents goes towards the cause. And That's how it is for now. Until I actually with businesses hit a profit, I'm going to be donating at least 10% of what I would make to the cause. And then once I have hit that benchmark, it'll change. So the numbers will go up. The percentages will go up.
That's awesome.
And so without the website currently active, where can people buy it?
Directly from me. So you can actually email lovealways.orders@gmail.com. Yep. Or I'll leave some contact information with you guys for your podcast.
Yeah,
and
sure.
We'll link it on our website.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Let us know when the website actually launches. We'll tweet about it. We'll share it.
I will. You guys will be the first.
Great.
There actually, my mom will be the first. But then you guys.
No.
We'll take a second. Rob will get over it. Keegan, what is Ottawa News?
Ottawa News is our satire news website where we make up news about Ottawa. People read it sometimes. We're always looking for contributing writers. If someone wants, if you think you are funny, then
let us be the judge.
You know what I think? I feel like we might almost be in a position to have like a prize for contributing. I feel like we might be coming into that. So if you're interested in that, let us know. If you're interested in writing for us, for the possibility of having some kind of compensation.
Great.
Free ice cream.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go. Rob, where can the listeners find us?
Listeners can head to ottawapodcast.com. That's the first place you can go. There you'll be able to find links to subscribe to the show on iTunes or on Stitcher Radio. Other than that, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, although Keegan never posts anything on Instagram. So
I locked myself out. Instagram.
We could go back months just to talk about like where Keegan's progression is.
Or I either lock myself out or I'm banned.
You might
something happened, but they won't let me back on.
They don't like nipples on Instagram.
No, you just keep posting it. You're supposed to tape over them.
Yeah.
That's an Insta ban.
Insta ban. There you go. That's great. And I guess leave us a review if let us know what you think.
We have said we would read any review that's left on iTunes or on Stitch Radio. Yeah.
And we have. So there's that. So Scotty, Zool, as it were.
As it were.
You can finish off the episode by just saying Ottawa what?
This has been a great experience, guys. All I have to say is one thing. Ottawa.